B-Pod Studios.
Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row, presented by Hyundai on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome in, Zolak and Bertrand. Day number three. It's Wednesday on Radio Row at the Miami Beach Convention Center as we prepare, along with everybody else, for Super Bowl 54.
How are ya?
Hi, Zo.
It is filling in a little bit.
Doing well today?
Yeah. Why don't they turn the lights on in the convention center?
What do you mean?
Like, if you look in the back, if they had the damn lights on, our friends at NBC Sports Boston would get a really, really nice look at all the Super Bowl banners back there. It's poorly lit. Just the little things.
Once again, with the signage.
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
fan of the signage.
It's all worked up on the signage.
Back. Doesn't it look like a dark room over there? Hey.
Oh, you want that?
Yeah, thanks.
I'm like, why is Jim handing me that?
No. Just want to let you know this hour of coverage from Radio Row, brought to you by Hell of a Good Football Dip. You want that for Sunday? You should have it. You need that. That needs to be a part of your game day on Sunday, the Hell of a Good Football Dip. And our thanks to them. Let's get to something that happened on Felger and Maz yesterday.
All right.
They had a guest. And this guest, Brendan Lang. I have that correct? Their gambling guy. The Vegas gambling guy.
We got RJ Bell. They got Lang.
Right. And he only comes on with them here, though. It's like once a year. And he had, he had some news that the boys reacted to. Here it is from yesterday, Felger and Maz with Lang with some Brady news.
First, I want you to handicap Brady's next landing spot.
Exactly.
It's one of two places. It's San Diego or LA. It's San Diego or Vegas.
You don't think
the Patriots are out?
You think the Patriots are out?
No, I'm saying if he doesn't go to the Patriots,
oh.
word on the street is he bought a home in Vegas.
Okay.
Really?
Oh. Stand by.
Now we're talking.
Okay, stand by.
Word is he bought property in Vegas. That's what my friends in real estate, I live in Vegas, he was there for the fight. Word is he bought property or he inquired about buying property, but that's what I heard. It's not validated or documented, but he made some inquiries about some property.
Ouch. That's
property in Vegas for Brady. You know, we have a Vegas guy on this show. Hardy's our Vegas guy.
Oh.
He's our Vegas insider.
I thought he was looking at flights to Vegas with that thing you had.
What do your people in Vegas tell you, Hardy?
Well,
what are your sources on the ground tell you in Vegas?
I got real estate connections in Vegas. And I don't want to say who, but let's say
he's not going down to Remax and knocking on her door.
No,
this is a
private cell.
I will say that my source there is founded his own real estate company 15 years ago. Mm. Okay.
And dabbles in the high end stuff.
High end stuff. Mm. So I said, hey, you know,
hey,
what are you hearing? He told me.
The Tom was watching flipping Vegas shows with Scott Nick.
Right. Now he said, people are talking all over town. Word is he bought in the Summit. It's a Discovery Ooh. Land product. He owns another one of their homes in, I don't know how to pronounce it. He said Gozer, which is, I looked that up. Discovery Land essentially builds these communities. And there was a story a couple of years
Where's
ago.
Where's Gozer?
I don't know. Ask the Keymaster.
Sounds like Montana. Because he does have a house in Yellowstone. Is that part Gozer?
Well, it's Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, I believe.
Okay.
Is that development. The one that I know of that we all read about a year and a half ago was Silo Ridge. This was from Architectural Digest, the country's most exclusive new residential enclave. Mm. 800 acres of golf and hiking and hunting.
I like that enclave thing.
This is about the summit in Vegas?
And Tom Brady. No, this is the Discovery Land Project in Silo Ridge.
So the Discovery Land Project in Vegas does have its own website already.
And that is called the Summit.
Yes.
Now, I know that area, and I would think if Tom Brady were to buy a home in Las Vegas, that's the side of town he would be in. He would be over by Red Rock, you know, Wayne Newton and Mike Tyson, when they lived there, they were over in Henderson. Someone else told
it's
me
the Summerlin lifestyle. Well, that's what it is, Hardy.
It was a Howard Hughes Corporation. That's what the signs say. Summerlin, a Howard Hughes Corporation. I don't even know what that means. Is it a city? Is it a town?
It's an incorporated area.
I don't know what that means.
Where do they keep the tigers?
But it sounds good.
Right? Where do they keep the tigers?
Howard Hughes was the one that did it.
Siegfried and Roy lived in, like, North Las Vegas near the old Muni golf course.
Yeah.
Tyson and Wayne Newton lived over the east side, like more Henderson than Las Vegas. If you want a lot of land, you want to have nothing but Red Rock Canyon behind you, you want a nice golf course, and maybe a quick 215 belt loop drive into the new stadium. That's where you would buy property.
Wow.
So is the word and the rumor there that he bought it, or that he was there looking at it, or was considering it?
I quote.
Quoting. Oh, here's the quote.
Word is he bought in the Summit.
He bought in the Summit.
Now, again, let's take this for what it could mean. Absolutely nothing.
Of course.
I mean, he bought Silo Ridge. According to someone else, he has another of these Discovery Land products in Idaho. How many homes do they own between Brookline, New York, Costa Rica, Brazil?
Four in New York.
Yeah, I mean, it's just more, you know, it's another place.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be a great place to stay if you had to go to Las Vegas, hell, even once or twice a year, which for all we know, he does. I don't know everything that Brady does in his offseason, all this stuff. Who knows?
So
who knows? But
Discovery Builders describes themselves for people that are just hearing this and saying, who the hell are these Discovery people?
Right.
They describe themselves. Discovery Builders is Discovery Land Company's architectural and home building division that coordinates the design and construction of distinctive residences. Each home is thoughtfully designed to accentuate the beauty and heritage of its surroundings. Discovery Builders facilitates a streamlined design and construction process that focuses on delivering completed projects on schedule, under budget, and above the high-quality expectations of its clients. These are home builders for rich people is what this is.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
And it has sort of these features, community features in these communities for the people who live there. So it would make sense if Brady would like properties in places like this.
So maybe it's not even a topic of mind for the owner. So they meet at the fight. Brady's got the leather jacket on. Goofball's got the white jacket on with the bowl cut. And they're talking for about 20 minutes. Derek Carr even said, we all know what they're talking about, and I don't care because I ain't going anywhere. So he's getting bugged by it. What if Brady just went over to, hey, Mark Davis, just to let you know I bought a house here in Vegas. Not, hey, interested in having me out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come out a lot. We'll do some more golfing here towards the end of my career later in life. So, yeah, we're going to plant down in that area you talked about. One of the houses we have. Mark Davis probably said, huh?
You tell me if this sounds like a Tom Brady type of place, because he's already at Silo Ridge. And this is how they describe just the golf at Silo Ridge. 18 holes of Tom Fazio design. Gourmet snack stations serving ritzier food than most Americans will ever eat in their lives.
Oh, my God. That's how they describe it?
What is that?
But people like it because they play shirtless and barefoot, and they can just play.
And no one's there to bother them.
That's her feet.
Bare feet.
Bare feet.
So you go out there, no shirt, barefoot.
You feel the earth.
But you eat caviar while you're doing it.
Right. So it's,
I mean, I don't know. Does this sound like
that describes
Giselle. Does this sound like them? I don't know.
It sounds like both of them.
Does it sound like them?
Guess what they're going to call the little bunkhouse.
So, again,
the village.
Brendan Lang yesterday on Felger Maz says Brady bought a place in Vegas. If he leaves New England, it's either Vegas or he's going to the Chargers.
Tell you what, it's a pretty, pretty stadium. Check it out.
And
the stadium's unbelievable.
Hardy's real estate source, high-end real estate guy in Vegas, says, yep, the word in this town is Brady bought a place at the Summit. Oh, and he also owns a piece of property at Gozer Ranch in Idaho.
Idaho.
Also by Discovery Builders.
Is that true?
Yes.
Well, we don't know.
We think.
The one at Silo Ridge, that was confirmed by Architectural Digest.
Yeah, that's been out there for a while.
That's been out there for a
year. So he's into these places.
He likes them. They sound nice.
They are. They look beautiful. I mean, this is the one in Vegas. Spread across 555 acres. Stunning desert landscape.
Mm-hmm. I'll play the Whites.
The Summit Club is a members-only residential community.
I'll play the Whites.
Featuring a Tom Fazio designed golf course, unique wellness and recreation programs.
Ooh, wellness.
And 250 residences.
Wellness.
The Summit Club is Las Vegas' most exclusive neighborhood. Located minutes from the world-famous Vegas Strip and Red Rock Canyon, it's one of Discovery Land Company's world-class residential communities offering unparalleled real estate and pristine amenities. That's getting rather specific here in the last 24 hours about what it is that Tom Brady is in for out there in Vegas.
I think it's more of him. I think it's more possible for him to go to Vegas than it does the Chargers. Chargers got money. You could search for things out there. You've been out in California. But damn, that stadium's new. That's a legendary franchise. They're not changing their uniforms. It's the silver and black. And then you got Vegas there. You could golf. It's easy to get into. Tons of places to stay. If I was a 42-year-old retiring athlete, I wouldn't want to live in Vegas. But damn it, if I'm a 23-year-old kid and I get drafted by the Raiders, my day just got made.
Well, if you end up having homes all over the place, yeah, that's one of the homes that you would have. How about this? The Silo Ridge Golf Course show, it talked about the food at the comfort stations out there at Silo Ridge. There are
paper straws,
charcuterie platters.
Shut up.
Consisting only of duck products. And then nearby, a warming drawer for the corn chips and hot dogs roasting nearby. There are also heated containers with chili, sauerkraut, melted cheese, butters, flavored by both chili lime and smoked onion, six hot sauces in vintage lunch boxes stacked with layers of beef jerky.
What do you mean vintage? You mean the you're talking vintage lunch boxes.
Pickled like
beef.
Vintage metal lunch boxes.
Like the Scooby-Doo ones.
Yeah, but just for art. Just for the art of
last
it.
Thing I want when I'm playing
short
golf
rib tamales, duck foie gras.
Yeah, get grass that grease on your hands.
Grass-fed Angus beef sliders and Wagyu beef hot dogs.
Oh, so Brady's going to the Raiders.
Brady's going to the Raiders.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Brady's going to the Raiders. That's what we got today. Brady is allegedly, reportedly, rumored to be buying property in Vegas at the Summit. A company he has also bought other properties from around the country.
Maybe he's looking at it.
That sounds pretty real to me. Other Patriots news yesterday. We'll touch on it next. We've got some news on the coaching staff front. Also, Rob Gronkowski is here and is speaking and saying things in South Florida. We'll get to that coming up as well. We've got plenty to get to today. We've got guests along the way. Kyle Turley will join us later this hour. We'll talk to Brad Stevens today, Cam Hayward today, Shannon Sharp, and whoever else may stroll through here.
Dan Marino
turned us down.
Is he still there?
No, he left. Dan Marino turned us down. So, no Marino. All right, 617-779-0985. Plenty more to come here on Zolak and Bertrand from Radio Row.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand are live.
877-779-0985. Zolak and Bertrand from Radio Row. Our presenting sponsor this week is Hyundai. We'll be talking to Kyle Turley in 8 or 9 minutes from now when he joins us here on Radio Row.
I don't know how that song applies. There's a boy I know. Is that about Kyle Turley? He's the one we dream of. We were dreaming when he brought that stuff last year. We went loopy. Even though it's all synthetic and what's that stuff that's taken out? The THC?
THC.
THC.
THC. We could have a very long discussion on what CBD is and all that stuff, but my wish would be to stay away from that. Let's just talk about, you know, what it can do for you. You know, how the derivative and what is CBD versus THC versus the plant. I think we get it.
Here's my problem. Do you think the gummies work for kids?
Well, to work for what?
But to help them. I don't know. CBD gummies.
Help them with what?
I don't know. To relax. To focus better.
Maybe it says
that.
We'll ask.
They're not going to put anything in there to harm a kid.
Rob Gronkowski is having his party this week. And yesterday he was out there talking. He's been down here.
This would be Gronk Obviously, Beach you're referring to.
Yeah, Gronk Beach.
Gronk Beach.
I ran down by the tent. It's the cheesiest tent I've ever seen.
He said he doesn't have any regrets.
Oh.
Says he has no regrets about retiring. In that, you know, he's good. He said he's feeling good. He knew that he knew about what he wanted to do. He's no regrets at all, man. Been having a good year. I felt like that all the time. At a month or so after the season, just felt like it was the time. Feels good to know that it was a good decision. You would think based on that.
Sounds like he's done.
All right, this guy's done.
Even though there was no press conference.
No regrets. He wants to be done with football, and he's feeling good.
Besides his papers.
And football is in the rear view mirror. Except.
What?
He then said this. When asked if he would maybe come back at any point, and how there was speculation that he would come back in the 2019 season and then didn't, he said, maybe one day he will.
Oh, how nice.
He said, oh, man, I don't know. I'm a young guy, 30 years old. I still love to work out, stay in shape. Like I said, I've answered this question many, many times. I will never say complete no because I love playing sports. I love competing. It's still what I do to this day. No matter what it is, if I'm out playing basketball,
I could do that.
I'll answer this the same how I always answer it. If I ever come back and I feel like I have that passion, that strong passion for a continued time, not just a day or an hour, like I need to play football again, I'm talking about continued passion for a good week or good month, then I would think about truly coming back to football.
See, I'm retired. I'm not coming back. But I can play basketball.
I'm a young guy.
I can play golf.
30 years old.
Get ready for another commercial with the good guy on one shoulder and the bad guy on the other. Come on. You got more time left. And he's holding your Super Bowl trophies, you Patriot fans. No, you don't. You want to go hang out with your brothers and sell stuff.
Let me rephrase that.
What?
I'm a young guy. I haven't yet gotten that big, big post-playing career check. I was promised big checks for movies and wrestling appearances and endorsements. Still don't have that. The Gronk Beach check is going to be a nice check. Still waiting for that big check. So if it will help me in my efforts to get that big check, my answer is never say never. Huh?
Or he legit thinks to himself, man, it'd be nice to have one of those football checks again.
That is obviously the next part of that,
right?
Beetle.
This money isn't really here like I thought it might be.
No.
The money in football really can't be replaced.
Now, his agent at the time was Drew Rosenhaus when Antonio Brown played. Rob's not stupid. Rob hears this stuff. Damn, he got $10 million and he didn't even do anything. Why don't you get that for me, Drew? Like 3 weeks. Come on, man.
So the Patriots have his rights if he does reverse course.
Yeah, he can't go anywhere.
If he does change his mind at any point, he can come back, but it'd have to be with the Patriots.
Yep.
Unless they decided they were going to let him go or trade him.
We'll trade you for two number ones.
Sure. He's not worth two number
ones. Or three. Maybe three.
He's not worth any of that. I think you'd be lucky to get a first-round pick for him right now. Tight end in his 30s, a year removed from the game?
Trade him to Buffalo.
You think they're going to give you a first-rounder for him?
I don't think so.
I don't think they are.
Trade him to Cleveland.
A guy who consistently has had one. I mean, he's already retired, so he's already got one foot out the door. You think you're going to get a first-round pick for him? No. You would either take him back or not take him back. You want him on your team? That's really the question. Would they want him on the team? Would the Patriots take him back right now?
Yeah.
They absolutely would. That's the only way he's coming back. Would they give him more money?
Probably.
I don't think they would. I think they'd give him the money that is on the deal, which is good money.
If he passes,
which is way more money than he's making doing whatever it is he's doing right now, being on Gronk Beach. There's a lot more money if he decides he wants to come back and play with the Patriots. Is there any shot he would do that if Tom Brady leaves?
No.
I don't think so.
No. No. Go in there and break in a new quarterback?
No shot.
Yeah, sweet ball, Stidham.
Unless it is just about the money, and he says, I'll just show up and collect the checks. Yes, I'll come back. And I'll come back and just collect the money.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do. Pay me, and I'll be there, and I'll work. Maybe that's the way that he views it. So, not only that, there's news with the Patriots as it relates to their coaching staff. Dante Scarnecchia appears to be retiring. It's official now. The team has announced it. Scar, out.
Fourier had that first.
Okay.
Good job.
It's been put out there by the team now, so I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. We reported it now.
That's a killer. That's a killer, or is he frustrated that he can't reach them? Some of them. You know?
Did he feel like he didn't have a good year?
I don't think he had a good year. Can't run the ball. You lose your center, though, damn it. Oh, it's like taking your heart out.
He was up against it. And last year, he was, in previous years, he's been able to make lemonade out of lemons. But I mentioned it at one point during the season. I'm like, we always praise Dante Scarnecchia. Is it okay to question, like, how well he's done with the offensive line this year? And overall, in the whole, you look at the body of work, it's fantastic. He's a great coach. I wish he would come back. But after this year, I understand why he may not want to.
Hardy has our headlines. Kyle Turley will join us next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Bertrand are live from the Miami Convention Center, presented by Hyundai on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand Radio Row, Miami Beach Convention Center. This hour of coverage brought to you by Hell of a Good Football Dip. Mm. And now we have Kyle Turley in our Apex Entertainment guest chair joining us for the second consecutive year. Kyle, great to see you.
Great to be with y'all. Appreciate you having me again.
So since we last talked to you last year, I'd say at least two members of this show have taken a lot more CBD than they ever had before.
Well, I'd taken zero before.
Yeah, I had taken zero to that point, and since then, quite a bit.
Yeah, because it works, right?
It's not bad.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Well, you get the right thing, and if it is true CBD, which is why I'm here, to spread that message.
Well, there's a lot of different stuff out there claiming to do a lot of different things, and it became a big topic in golf, where professional golfers were starting to use CBD. People were wondering what Tiger and Phil, what's this, they were doing, taking little vials of stuff and doing all these things. And it came out as like, it's CBD. Now, some of it was gum that they were saying, activated the frontal lobe and kept that busy. There's all, because it's such a mental game. But more and more golfers saying, oh, no, it's no trick. I'm using CBD because it said it helped them with anxiety. It helped them with focus. Mm-hmm. And I've tried it a little bit. I don't think it's improved my game, but I found that I don't care as much when I suck. So that's like an extra benefit for me.
Right.
But
yeah.
No, I mean, I think you have to do it consistently. That
yes.
might be the key, because if
yes.
you just, if you take a CBD lozenge, which I did once, I really didn't feel any effects when they're like, try it a couple of times. Try
yeah.
it a couple of times over the course of yeah. a couple of rounds, over the course of a week, and see if you don't notice a difference an hour or two into your into
And that's because it's not about that. It's not about the plant. It's not about CBD. It's about your cannabinoid system, and that's the science of this that still needs to be continued to be talked about and the education part of this. Why is this working? Not like, oh, well, cool, new thing. Let's do it, bro. You know? Like, no.
We're gonna feel yeah. buzzed in 40
yeah,
minutes.
We're
no.
gonna get high. Like, no. You know, I came to this through true search for healing and health. You know, another answer, another option to these pills that I was being prescribed, because I had real injuries. I had neurological stuff that was going on that speaks to that conversation of how this is helping these guys focus, how this is helping their game, because it's what they should be putting in their body to help it function best. And that's the experience and why we're in this conversation where we are today. You got I'm not the only guy here now talking about CBD. It's great. It's beautiful.
Are there any new tweaks to it? Is there anything you learned from last year that said we could make this product that much better?
Yeah, 100%. No, the industry is continuing to advance. You know, if you work with the right people, which is what I do, and that's why I did this, is because I'm not just trying to make money here. I'm trying to bring a true opportunity to people at this to make sure that it works for them when they put it in their bodies. And the advancements that are continuing to happen through that are unbelievable. You know, I'm opening up. We had our THC-free line because you can get down to even the kids. I got this young man, lost his life in youth football, had to be a part of his life, donovansdream.org. You can go to that. ESPN did some stories on him.
I saw that story last week.
Yeah. And I had an opportunity to know this young man and talk to these families in youth football that are losing their kids. That doesn't have to happen anymore. An unbelievable neuroprotectant. The studies are out there. The experience I've had led me to start my company, NeuroXPF, which is my CBD company. But the experience in cannabis started in these grungy, dirty places that they made this be, so that I had to go to there and not talk to my doctor about this to find these answers. And so we brought it to the light of where this conversation is today, and it's awesome, man. I'm excited and honored to, you know, say that I was a part of that in the beginning.
How far off do you think we are from the NFL recognizing the benefits of cannabis and allowing their players to consume it on a regular basis?
What's happening? And this year, I think, it went unnoticed. That outside of the end of the season, Josh Gordon, and I don't know the true nature of that and if it was marijuana, but because there's a lot of other things going on. But yeah, nobody tested positive this year. That was publicly acknowledged. And this conversation is happening now where the NCAA last year increased their THC allowance for collegiate athletes. So college athletes can now use full-spectrum CBD products and even get into the marijuana conversation, because they're not going to yank your scholarship from you anymore. They want to know why you're using this. And that there now is this medicinal conversation happening. The NFL just putting out a notice a few weeks ago saying they've had a meeting about this with a few different companies, and the conversation is continuing to progress very rapidly.
So when you were playing, you played for over a decade, what percentage of players that you played with were medicating, self-medicating, I should say, or even sometimes with the assistance of team doctors? We had a story the other day, Joan Williams, Patriots rookie, got stopped in a traffic stop. He got caught with painkillers and marijuana. And my reaction to it was, yeah, he plays in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be a high percentage of guys that are playing in this league or played football their entire life, even if you're a rookie, that you are self-medicating.
Yeah.
So what do you think the percentage was of the guys you were playing with?
I think when I played, you know, again, it's been the same. You have this community of people that understand this. You know, this is not secular. This is across spectrums of race and, you know, ethnicity, where you grew up, from rich to poor. People have had this experience.
I say 80%.
Yeah, 80% of players and coaches. I mean, not only that, and ownership. I mean, come on, look at some of these guys. Jim Irsay. let's go and talk about pills, you know, and traffic stops, you know.
Talk about $30,000 in cash,
yeah,
a briefcase riding shotgun.
Yeah. What's that for?
Yeah.
I don't
But that's
probably not green. Might be a little white.
I mean, not to say that there's like some vast overall conspiracy, but let's say at the very best, there's a certain way the NFL did things for a while, and that seems to be working. You know, we're keeping our players on the field. What happens when they're done playing? Ah, not our problem anymore.
Yeah.
But how can we keep them feeling good and feeling happy for game day? And, you know, that part of the equation for them wasn't broke for a long time, so they really didn't have the incentive to fix it until more people started stepping forward and saying, hey, this isn't right.
Yeah,
this
I had a team doctor shoot me up with Toradol five times a week.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
That's sort of what we've now started.
Guys like you, honestly, saying like post-playing career, too, it's like, hey, that wasn't right.
Well, it's been the stigma, you know. It's unfortunate, you know. Yeah. It's been attached to, and it's our government's fault. They need to change it, drop this ridiculous conversation altogether, this illegality of this plant that's literally killed no one in its history. If it had, they would be screaming it at the rooftops. But there's not one death attached to this, and we've been over-medicated as a community of athletes and the general public. We have this unique opportunity as a people right now to take control of this conversation by continuing to press our doctors for information about cannabis, because it's out there and it's happening. And the resurgence that people are having in their lives and the experience that they're having where they're getting their lives back. I would not be sitting here if it was not for this plant. And the opportunity I've had to, you know, just not even just start companies, but get this to people, you know, and have them have this same experience has been unreal. From, you know, Joe Public to, you know, Hall of Fame football players that I've been able to literally turn around in the way that they are living their lives, their families, you know, and the connections that they have just to the life in general, and how they now have their lives back. Sean Salisbury and I are just talking about it, and all these guys, and Mark Schlereth, and we're all talking about this. You know, you guys, everybody's having this experience.
Now, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, everybody understands this. And so, you know, we were a pilled out culture. And I'm not only here to talk about, you know, how it can just get you off of these pills and how, you know, this is better for you. No, there are true ways that I've applied this in my life that I can say is every bit, if not better, than every medication I've ever been prescribed. Not worse. Not one thing that I found in cannabis is worse than what I've ever been given in big pharmaceutical world. And every one of these things has significantly been better in some ways, to where I've cured neuropathy, plantar fasciitis, athlete's foot, my toenails are growing back, all these things from getting stomped on over the years with cleats. These things are real, and my body's recovering so much more every year. Every year keeps getting better, cognitively especially. 3-4 years ago, I was diagnosed by through the NFL concussion testing that they put you through because of this settlement. They're putting everybody through all this testing with stage 2 progressive dementia. By this time, I should be full-blown Alzheimer's, and that was what was happening. And I've now since taken that same test probably 2 or 3 more times that they put me back through that same test, which is like 6 hours long of these BAP tests, all day with these crazy doctors. And they say my cognitive impairment's getting better. I'm showing more improvement every time that I take these tests. Significant improvement is happening. And so it speaks to the tests and the studies out there where this can not only, you know, help our game, but this can save our game. I've cured pain issues that if I could take back what I have in cannabis today, I'd have played 10 more years, probably avoided 3 surgeries.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's ask the question we're asking every guest this week. Where do you think Tom Brady ends up next season?
Raiders, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Raiders.
They need to come out strong, man. Oh. They need to come out strong. I'm hoping he goes to the Raiders. That would be amazing. But I think there's some L.A. teams that are getting prepared for him. You know, the Chargers and that whole conversation going on with Rivers and him moving on, you know, and the Chargers needing to put a few more people in the seats than they have been putting because they're going to go into a new big old stadium, you know?
Yeah. All right, Kyle Turley, the website is neuroxpf.com, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, neuroxpf.com. Punch in the code SUPER20. Get you 20% off, 50 state legal, right to your doorstep, right, anywhere in America. Start the base level of understanding. Take it every day. If you use this every day, however you choose to use it, we offer it in all kinds of ways. Use it every day. Put it in your system, and you'll start seeing a transition happen in your life for your health and the betterment of your wellness like you've never seen. machine, and that is the base level. And then you can go to goshango.com, which is I'm opening my first cannabis retail. The full conversation, fought for years in city council meetings all over Southern California to find licensing. Got it in my hometown, ironically enough, nice. Moreno Valley. Nice. Opening 1st of March, goshango.com for that, and neuroxpf.com. Gave me my life back. I'm back to my music. I'll be talking about that next year, cutting a new record in Nashville by the end of this year.
Play?
Yeah, man. And
Renaissance man.
Yeah, huh. Yeah. Got me a movie coming out, Run Boys. It's going to be an awesome movie about the underbelly of the cannabis industry in Southern California, from the cops to the politicians to the people in the industry itself. It's going to be a great year, and it's all due to get my life back, man.
All right. Wow. Well, we'll see you again this time next year.
Sure, yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah.
Kyle Turley.
Thank y'all very much.
Appreciate
man.
You being here.
Really appreciate the opportunity to be on with y'all and talking about this. Thank you guys
absolutely.
For all your hard work over the years.
Kyle Turley in the Apex Entertainment guest chair. More from Radio Row on Zolak and Bertrand coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row, presented by Hyundai on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.55 here on Zolak and Bertrand from Radio Row, Miami Beach. Thanks again, Kyle Turley. He is something else, isn't he? Guy's a firecracker.
Non-stop.
Can't get him to stop. He loves CBD. He does. Your calls, 617-779-0985, the telephone number. Some of the things we were discussing before Kyle Turley stopped by. The news of the retirement of Dante Scarnecchia. He is... done. He's not going to be the offensive line coach anymore. We were discussing that before we went to the headlines. To go back to that topic, is there a connection to be made between Tom Brady's future and the retirement of Dante Scarnecchia? Is there maybe, possibly, some sort of internal view among coaches that Brady could be leaving, is leaving, and this is sort of a turning point? And this is where things sort of start over again, where there's a rebuild of the team. There's potentially a new quarterback. It's sort of a moment in time, line in the sand, end of one chapter, beginning of the next.
I wonder. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a change for a key part of the offense, and it's going to have ramifications for, you know, how things are done there and for whoever ends up being quarterback for this team. But is it enough of a change to where it's going to make people like Tom Brady or anyone else reconsider the job, you know, and think about, like, well, I was going to return and I was going to take this deal and I was going to go there, but Dante Scarnecchia isn't there coaching the offensive line, so now I'm not going to.
I don't think it ties in Brady to Scar. I think this ties in. There may not be a load-up. Scar might have stuck around for a load-up. With or without
Brady. Load-up on the offensive line.
With or without Brady.
Okay.
Because Bill go to him, I'm going to acquire this guy, that guy. I'm going to bring a new back. Scar, I need you. And if he tells Scar, I need you, unless it's health-related, Scar would be there.
I mean, he came back in 2016. So he came back for 4 seasons. After originally retiring after the 2013 season. So he missed the 14 and 15 season. He was gone. He was still around. He was still doing things. Still scouting. He wasn't totally out of the picture. But
missed the ring.
He came back and was the guy for 4 more seasons.
Yeah. He
after being 2 years removed from his original retirement. I don't know. I mean, it could just be that... that he's now 71, will turn 72 in a couple of weeks, and is is at the age where he's done. He doesn't want he thought about walking away from it 6-7 years ago. He did.
Yeah.
And found that he wasn't ready to go there yet. He wasn't ready to not work every day. It could just be that he simply doesn't feel like he's in it 100% anymore, that he now is ready for that retirement that he postponed. Could be as simple as that.
Well, I do know this.
It could not. It might be not at all related to the future of the team.
When Trent Brown was here, he spent every waking minute with Trent Brown. During games, he was one-on-one, instructionalizing, trying to teach him, yelling at him, trying to kick him in the ass to get him going. He held Trent Brown's hand the entire time he was here, and he got him paid. Got him $36 million. Got him a Super Bowl. That's how good Scar is. To bring a guy that maybe the energy's not there, or maybe he's just happy to be here, but damn it, this guy's got size, and I'm going to get something out of him. That guy can run and pull. I never thought he had a chance to run and pull. I thought he was too big. You get this misconception that centers, linemen, guards, guys that are low and stocky, center to the ground, those are the guys that weeble wobble, you know, that pull, that cuts guys' legs down.
Right.
A big tackle, 6'8", 6'9", tackles, they don't pull. Well, that guy did, and he was good. All he had to do was shove people, just get his arms extended. Scar taught him to extend those arms all the time. He said, extend your arms, son. You got 4 feet of them. Why don't you use them? What are you doing leaning in here? Keep the guy away from you. I remember doing that at practice. So, we'll miss Scar. Good coach. Best coach I've ever been around. Positionally. Yeah,
that's definitely part of it, too. That. There he is, blowing us off again. Blowing us off again. Who is that woman that's with him? We know her.
She works for the Dolphins.
You can yell Marino all you want. He ain't coming over here.
He turned around. He stopped. He gave a fist pump.
Yeah, he stopped.
Look at him. Oh, look at me. And then take a picture. Lasts longer.
And then stop.
Oh, you handlers. Take a picture. Lasts longer.
Man, these entourages down here really are ridiculous.
There you go. You're number one.
Does Marino need that size of an entourage? I mean, this is his town. Yeah. You know? Can't he just walk around? Do his thing?
He's like Mr. Shirley. You need a big entourage. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Kiss your ass.
Is he chewing gum?
Real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't chew gum. Juicy fruit.
Hey, Ace, you got any more of that gum?
Hey, Dan, I was going to ask you for a piece of gum, but I see you got the whole pack in your mouth.
Looks
like you're chewing your cud.
They steal it out of the locker room. They just have boxes of gum in there.
Oh.
He just takes it out of there.
When they say they, you mean you.
If I walk through the locker room, yes.
Yeah.
I take that, Advil, Q-tips.
90 seconds, no commercials. Hardy has headlines, and hour number two is on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.